Equal pay for equal play. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This week, five top players for the U.S. women's soccer team filed a federal complaint claiming sex discrimination because there's a pretty big pay gap between male and female soccer players. For example, if you compare veteran goalkeepers Hope Solo and Clint Dempsey, as the website 538.com did, you find that last year, when Solo's U.S. women's team won the World Cup, Hope Solo made $327,000. Whereas in 2014, when Clint Dempsey's U.S. men's team did not win the World Cup, he made $819,000. Of course, we all want to be paid what we're worth, but in pro sports, what you're worth isn't determined by how much you win, but by how much product you sell. And that's the other big gap here. The men's World Cup broadcast in 2014 brought in $529 million in advertising. Ad revenue for the women's World Cup match, even though it drew more viewers than the men, was the most watched soccer match in U.S. history. Only $17 million, 3% of what the men sold. In fact, Fox ended up selling discounted spots to non-sports advertisers like Clorox because for some reason, the big sports advertisers aren't convinced that the women's soccer audience pays attention to ads. In fact, the biggest sales jump for women's soccer was in 1999 when Brandi Chastain pulled off her shirt and black Nike sports bras started flying off the shelves. So, I wish the women luck. But it would also help if we all buy Nike sports bras and wash them in Clorox. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.